The Season of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Acts chapter 2. They were praising God as they were given affection before all the people, and our Lord was adding unto the church every day those who were coming to life. Acts chapter 2. Pentecost is one of the most ancient celebrations of the church and is considered by Christians to be the day of its birth and the beginning of its witness to the nations of the world. Determined by the date of Easter, Pentecost is a movable feast observed at the conclusion of Eastertide on the seventh Sunday after Easter. Consequently, Pentecost can occur as early as May 10th or as late as June 13th, also called Whit Sunday by the English in reference to the white robes worn by those new converts who were to be baptized on that day. The word Pentecost is actually a transliteration of the Greek word Pentecostus, which means 50. Originally, Pentecost was an ancient Jewish holy day of thanksgiving, celebrated 50 days after the beginning of the harvest. In time, Pentecost came to be a commemoration of God's giving of the law to Moses at Mount Sinai and was celebrated 50 days after the feast of Passover. It was during the Jewish celebration of Pentecost, exactly 50 days after the resurrection of Christ, that this day became of particular significance to believers in Christ. The second chapter of the New Testament book of Acts records this first century Pentecost event when the Holy Spirit came like a strong wind and descended upon the first followers of Jesus. God's promise to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh bore witness with this empowerment, evidenced by tongues of fire and the gift to speak in other languages as the disciples boldly proclaimed Christ to the world. The church uses the color red for sanctuary adornments on Pentecost Sunday. It symbolizes both the tongues of fire as well as the fire of the Holy Spirit kindled in the followers of Christ to spread the gospel. Many of the thousands present in Jerusalem that day were amazed to hear the telling of the good news of salvation for all mankind in their own languages. Those who heard the divine message and believed with gladness the witness of the disciples about the love of God in Christ repented from their sins and were baptized, so that about 3,000 were added to the church on that day. Thanks be to God that the risen Christ still comes in the same unique and personal way, imparting new life to each person who opens his heart to receive His love, forgiveness, and the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. The Wishing Well, adapted from Patrick Pearse's Renunciation by Connie Dover, with additional verses by Lena Lee Marler. When first I saw you, I saw beauty, and I blinded my eyes for fear that I should weep. When first I heard you, I heard sweetness, and I turned away for fear of my weakness. I blinded my eyes, my face I turned away, I hardened my heart for fear of my ruin. But your love, my Lord, I cannot forsake. Silent tears wash my soul, a vow I would make. I open my eyes, my face turn not away. Purest joy fills my heart. I rest in your embrace.